It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 45. We're coming to a close of this book. Been a wonderful study as we've enjoyed it. But Genesis chapter 45, we're going to begin reading with verse 1. So please open your Bibles to Genesis chapter 45. While you're doing that, I'd like to share with you this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. Now, I hope that was enough time for you to open your Bibles and begin to follow along with me as we enjoy the study today. Genesis 45, verse 1. Then Joseph could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him, and he cried, "Cause every man to go out from me." And there stood no man with him, while Joseph made himself known unto his brethren. He wept aloud, and the Egyptians and the house of the Pharaoh heard. Joseph said unto his brethren, "I am Joseph. Doth my father yet live?" And his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. And Joseph said unto his brethren, "Come near to me, I pray you." And they came near, and he said, "I am Joseph, your brother, whom ye sold unto Egypt. Now therefore be not grieved, nor angry with yourselves, that ye sold me hither, for God did send me before you to preserve life. For these 2 years hath a famine made in the land, been in the land, and yet there are 5 years, in the which there shall neither be earing nor harvest. And God sent me before you to preserve you a posterity in the earth, and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So now it was not you that sent me hither, but God. And he hath made me a father to Pharaoh, and lord of all his house, and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. Haste ye, and go up to my father, and say unto him, Thus saith thy son Joseph, God hath made me lord of all Egypt. Come down unto me, tarry not. And thou shalt dwell in the land of Goshen, and thou shalt be near unto me, thou and thy children, and thy children's children, and thy flocks, and thy herds, and all that thou hast. And there will I nourish thee, for yet there are 5 years of famine, lest thou and thy household and all that thou hast come to poverty. And behold, your eyes see, and the eyes of my brother Benjamin, that it is my mouth that speaketh unto you. And ye shall tell my father of all my glory in Egypt, and of all that ye have seen, and ye shall haste and bring down my father hither. And he fell upon his brother Benjamin's neck and wept, and Benjamin wept upon his neck. And moreover, he kissed all his brethren and wept upon them. And after that, his brethren talked with him. And the fame thereof was heard in Joseph's house, saying, Joseph's brethren are come. And it pleased Pharaoh well and his servants. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, Say unto thy brethren, This do ye, lay your breasts and go get you into the land of Canaan, and take your father and your households, and come unto me, and I will give you the good of the land of Egypt, and ye shall eat the fat of the land. Now thou art commanded, this do ye. Take you wagons out of the land of Egypt for your little ones, and for your wives, and bring your father and come. Also regard not your stuff, for the good of all the land of Egypt is yours. and the children of Israel did so. And Joseph gave them wagons according to the commandment of Pharaoh, and gave them provision for the way. To all of them he gave each man changes of raiment, but to Benjamin he gave 300 pieces of silver and 5 changes of raiment. To his father he sent after this manner 10 asses laden with the good things of Egypt, and 10 she-asses laden with corn and bread and meat for his father by the way. So he sent his brethren away, and they departed, and he said unto them, See that ye fall not out by the way. And they went up out of Egypt, and came unto the land of Canaan, unto Jacob their father, and told him, saying, Joseph is yet alive, and he is governor over all the land of Egypt. And Jacob's heart fainted, for he believed them not. And they told him all the words of Joseph, which he had said unto them. And when he saw the wagons which Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of Jacob their father was revived. And Israel said, It is enough, and Joseph my son is yet alive. I will go and see him before I die. Now the 46th chapter, verse 1, And Israel took his journey with all that he had, and came to Beersheba, and offered sacrifices unto the God of his father Isaac. And God spake unto Israel in the visions of the night, and said, Jacob, Jacob. And he said, Here am I. And he said, I am God, the God of thy father. Fear not to go down into Egypt, for I will there make of thee a great nation. I will go down with thee unto Egypt, and I will also surely bring thee up again, and Joseph shall put his hand upon thine eyes. Now let's close with the stop with the reading and begin with prayer, and then we'll look forward to the study today. Father, thank you that we can come together and enjoy your precious word. Oh, I have so enjoyed the study of Genesis as we have went verse by verse and read every verse and enjoyed it. Please, Lord, that you would guide and lead us and speak to every heart, whatever the need may be today. If someone is listening, and I know, Father, that they are listening, and there is a great need, and that need is salvation. They need their sins forgiven. So please, dear Lord, that you would now and quickly touch their hearts. And as we speak of your word, we have read your word, use your word to convict their heart of their sin and bring them to you and bring them today, so that it's so without a question salvation is of you, Lord, and of no one else or no other act except a turning to you, just a repentance, just a turning to you. Please, dear Lord, that you'll touch and show the hearts of all that are listening. They're lost that way, that they may come. And please, dear Lord, that they come, and then that they begin, Father, to study and search your word. Father, we would love to have them here. We would love to have them come into this house as we continue to search and study your word in many areas of your word, that we may know that everything from cover to cover. We believe, Father, that we need to know your will and way, and the only way to do that is to study your word. So please, Father, save them, bring them. I ask you to do this today, dear Lord, please. Help us to grow in your word today. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, we have gotten now the brothers are back. They're back in Egypt again. They're back before Joseph again. And they're more troubled than ever trying to figure out what's going on here. It's a problem. They cannot figure out how come every time they show back up that they have this special attention. And they're afraid this special attention is going to turn into something more than just a special attention. It's going to turn into the their death, or that they be slaves, whatever it might be. And, you know, we have talked about Joseph and Benjamin. We talk about the other 10 sons. And I fail many times to mention, and it's important because as we continue through the study of God's Word, many of these names become very familiar to us, and we need to understand when they go down into Egypt, there's going to be a time, as we have read in the chapter 46 chapter, that God will not only, he said, I want you to go down there, Jacob, in the end of 45, and then, but I will bring you out of there as well. And so what a promise, what a wonderful promise. And these 12 sons of Jacob, of Israel, and the two we speak of often, Joseph and then Benjamin, his younger brother, they were the last to be born. But here are the names, and get yourself familiar with them. Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher. Now that's the other 10 brothers that we keep talking about. I'm going to list them one more time here, and then I'm going to add the last two, which is Joseph and Benjamin. Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher, Joseph, and Benjamin. There are the 12 sons. Now there's going to be 12 tribes when they come out of this land of Egypt. They're going to go from a few souls, and if my memory serves me right, I believe it was 70 souls that will come down now into Egypt. And then there's somewhere between 2 to 3 million leave many years later. And so we're going to watch this happen. We're going to watch what takes place here. And so please enjoy the study today as we come together. Now, as we're looking here at this man, Joseph, and he brings, once again, everybody in. And now we find that there's this situation with Benjamin and this silver cup. Do you remember? And do you remember the opportunity or the offer that was made, that Judah made? You know, he would give his own life if he could get Benjamin and take him back home to his father. He was so concerned about his father that he was willing for his own life to be taken, to be put into slavery, that Benjamin would return back home to his father. We spent some time last time we were together talking about that. How important is it that our brothers and sisters, our family members, our friends, that we share the gospel with them? Do we have a true burden for their souls? Do we care whether they spend eternity in heaven, in the presence of God, in fellowship with other believers? Or do we just think that's their business if they desire to not listen to the word, or they don't want to go to church? I'm not going to step in there and tell them that they need to be saved, because you know that kind of makes me look a little self-righteous. We are to tell them with the love of God that God desires to save their soul, and here's how. Come to the cross of Calvary. Look to the Word of God and begin to read the Word of God to them, and let the Holy Spirit touch their hearts, condemn their sin, and show them that they're a sinner, they're lost, and they're dying, and they're going to hell. They are condemned already because they have rejected, or not rejected, they have not responded to Jesus Christ. If you reject Jesus Christ, that too will take you to the lake of fire. What do you choose to do today? And I hope that you, as Judah, sought to do everything he could do to, you know, there was Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Issachar, and Zebulun, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher, all those were right there, never heard much out of them. Judah, for some reason, decided to go after and do everything he could do to save Benjamin, to bring him back to his father. Well, do you know who the Lord Jesus, what family of these 12 sons the Lord Jesus comes through? It comes through Judah, Does that surprise you? There is Judah. That's the line. As we study the Word of God, you'll find that it goes right through Judah and right on to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we find that Judah's descendant, and again, Jesus Christ was virgin born. He was fathered by the Holy Spirit. And so the line of man stopped. And it was the Holy Spirit that is the reason that Mary conceived and brought forth a son. And that son was and is the Lord Jesus Christ. All that has taken place and so salvation can come into our hearts. So salvation can come into our lives. And so we find here that Judah, even though for quite a period of time Judah was a very wicked man and even a wicked tribe, we still find that we have this beautiful picture of salvation. So please that we understand and we don't miss these things as we enjoy this study. Now, we have everything back, and as we look at the last couple of verses of the 44th chapter, "Now therefore I pray thee, let thy servant abide instead of the lad, a bondman to my Lord. Let the lad go up with his brethren, for how shall I go up to my father, and the land be not with me? Lest peradventure I see the evil that shall come on my father." Now, as that was said, as we see this concern, this desire to take Benjamin back to Jacob, to Israel, we find that these words just continue to touch Joseph's heart. And he got to the place he could not refrain, he could not constrain himself, that he just began to cry and to weep aloud. And caused every man to go out from him, while Joseph made himself known unto his brethren. Now Joseph, in other times, he has left the room and got himself back under control and brought it, and then came back into the room. This time, he just couldn't do it any longer, and so he told the Egyptians and everyone to leave, all that was Pharaoh's house, and only ones that were left was these brothers that I have listed, and it was Reuben and Simeon and Levi and Judah and Issachar and Zebulun, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher, and Benjamin. All of them were there. And Joseph began to tell them that he was their brother, the one you sold into slavery. Joseph said, I am Joseph. Doth my father yet live? And his brethren didn't answer him. This is verse 3. For they were troubled at his presence. How can this be? How can he be the ruler of Egypt, the second in command? How can this be? They could not understand that. Well, Joseph said to them, "Come near unto me, I pray you." And they came near, but I'm sure they were fearful. And he said, "I am Joseph, your brother, whom ye sold into Egypt." Oh boy, we're in trouble. "Now therefore be not grieved," Joseph begins to say, "nor angry with yourselves that ye sold me hither." Look at how Joseph had grown. And you know, we need to do the same thing. So many times when things happen to us, boy, we just cannot understand how God would ever allow that to happen. Why is this going on? How come can this, you know, what's the reason behind this? Well, we need to find, and you know, there's just something constantly going on in our lives. There's something constantly going on in my family, my children's lives, in our lives. It's just constant. There's just constant, seems like, trouble and tribulation and battles. Well, what do we do with those? Do we look unto the Lord and ask Him for His strength and His direction, His wisdom, to show us, you know, what is the purpose in this? Because most of the time when we're going through it, we cannot see God's plan. Well, I don't think Joseph could see God's plan, but now that he has been sold into slavery, put into a place of position as he has been here, and not through much tribulation and trials. I mean, he's been in prison. He was sold. Think about all the things that's happened to Joseph. How can this be Joseph? And he tells them, he said, don't be angry with yourself. You sold me. Yes, you did. You sold me into slavery. But do you know what? That was God's plan. That was God's way to get me down here so that he could use me here, that we could have all this food, and otherwise we would just all die. Every one of us would have died if God hadn't brought me down here, if he hadn't put me into prison and then brought me up out of the prison and come before Pharaoh. And here's the plan that God had. And God took his power and touched Pharaoh's life enough that he let me do what God wanted done. See, God, his means, all that is fulfilled, all that's taken care of. Isn't that wonderful? And look how it's taken place. And Joseph now, at one time I don't believe he recognized it, but he does now. He recognizes it now. And he gives God the glory, and he says, God's put me here. God sent me before you to preserve life. Oh, look at that. For these 2 years hath the famine been in the land, and yet there are 5 years in which there shall neither be earing nor harvest. There's going to be nothing for 5 more years. And in 2 years, everybody, they've already sent Israel, Jacob has already sent down these boys to come and buy food. He's already sent them twice. They have already come down, run out of food themselves, went back. You see the land of Canaan at that time where they were at, and other areas of the world, if not all the world, at the time was in a total famine. They didn't have what Pharaoh was able to enjoy, and that was that he multiplied their crop for the 7 years of good. I mean, that was the bumper crop, the best crop. And you know, normally it would have been as the rich man we have in the New Testament, where the rich man tore down his barns and built bigger ones and threw this big party, and it says, you know, just be merry. Well, different than that story, because that tells us that that rich man, he didn't care for his soul. But you see, Joseph was a believer in the God of Israel, the God of Isaac, the God of Abraham. He was a believer, and he was following after God, even though it seemed like that the brothers were the ones that were, everything was going well, everything was perfect. And here was poor old Joseph, and in sold, and then in prison, and everything else. But now, Joseph can look back and see, God has sent me before you to preserve you. That's what he's done. He has sent me here to save your lives. Oh, isn't our God wonderful? Joseph told his brothers. And you know, I can say the same thing. There's many things that I'm going through from time to time that I have no idea why. And I asked the Lord, I said, you know, why am I going through this? Why this trial and this tribulation? And he always confirms that I am his. And he has a purpose for me. And he has a place for me. And he's taking me down through these dark, deep valleys. And there's a purpose for it. There's a reason for it. And whether I can see it or not does not matter. I am here to praise and honor my God. And I hope that you know Jesus Christ, and you are here to praise and honor your God. And from time to time, I can see, when it's all said and done, I look back, yes, Lord, I can see what you were doing. Boy, I had no idea why that you were doing that, but now I know. Now I know. Some things I'm not going to know until I enter into eternity with the Lord. Until I enter into heaven, then I'll know. Then I'll see all these things. I don't need to know as long as I follow after him step by step and enjoy his presence and enjoy his way. He will show me. He will take care of me. But here, look at this. God sent me before you to preserve you. God sent me before you to save your lives by a great deliverance. All the world was starving to death. And here's set Egypt. and Pharaoh and Joseph with all this food because God had set it forth, and Joseph was obedient, and Pharaoh listened to Joseph, and they took these years of plenty and they stored it for the other years. And so now it was not you that hath sent hither, but God. And he hath made me a father to Pharaoh. Look at that. And Lord of all his house. And a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. Now, I want you to go back down. And I want you to tell my father that Joseph sent for you. He wants the brothers to return home, and he wants him to come back with Israel, with Jacob. God hath made me Lord of all Egypt. Come down unto me and tarry not. That was the request. Thou shalt dwell in the land of Goshen. Oh, maybe you've heard of that. The land of Goshen. That is the place where God has opened the door through Joseph, to place these souls out of Canaan, his father and his brethren and all that they have. He has given them a land. And he says, thou shalt dwell in the land of Goshen, and thou shalt be near unto me, thou and thy children and thy children's children, and thy flocks and thy herds and all that thou hast. Come down. There will I nourish thee. For yet there are 5 years of famine, lest thou and thy household and all that thou hast come to poverty. And worse than that, they would have died. Behold, your eyes see, and the eyes of my brother Benjamin, that it is my mouth that speaketh unto you. And ye shall tell my father of all my glory in Egypt, and of all that ye have seen, and ye shall haste and bring down my father hither. And he fell upon his brother Benjamin's neck and wept, and Benjamin wept upon his neck. And moreover, he kissed all of his brethren and wept upon them. And after that, his brethren talked with him. Finally, they see. The fame thereof was heard in Pharaoh's house, saying, Joseph's brethren are come. And it pleased Pharaoh well and his servant. Now look what Pharaoh says. Pharaoh said unto Joseph, say unto thy brethren, this do ye, lade your beasts and go, get you unto the land of Canaan, and take your father and your households, and come unto me, and I will give you the good of the land of Egypt, and ye shall eat the fat of the land. Now thou art commanded, this do ye, take you wagons out of the land of Egypt for your little ones and for your wives, and bring your father and come. Also regard not your stuff. You know, we regard our stuff a lot. And it says, regard not your stuff, for the good of all the land of Egypt is yours. And the children of Israel did so. Look at that. The children of Israel. We're beginning to say that name. It's not Jacob. It's the children of Israel did so. This Reuben and Simeon, Levi and Judah and Issachar and Zebulun and Dan and Naphtali and Gad and Asher and Benjamin returned. And they go to Joseph, to Jacob, to Israel. And it's wonderful as they have not only the blessing, so to speak, of Joseph, but it seems like they even have the blessing of Pharaoh. Well, you realize and you see that Pharaoh understands the blessing, because you see the first 7 years were true and the first two of the last seven were true. And so he has reason to understand and to look at this man named Joseph, and he understood his power and his strength, and he even has said that your God is with you. And he could see the blessings, he could see the power, he could see the strength that was with him. And so that was recognized, and he thought, my, bring your family down here. Look at the blessings that this one man has brought upon our land. what kind of blessings will we have when all the family is here? And so, to all of them he gave each man changes of raiment, but to Benjamin he gave 300 pieces of silver and 5 changes of raiment. Remember how he helped to feed him many times over, more than his other brethren. Joseph loves his brother Benjamin. It's wonderful to look at this word, and we'll begin here next time we come together. I'm glad that you have joined us today. I hope that you enjoyed the study. I hope that you know Jesus Christ as your Savior, because today is a day of salvation. Please, my dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?